Hello, it is February 12th, 2020. Your host is Fernando Oler, and this is Talk the Talk, Episode 1. I just wanted to go ahead and get this started. I know that the page, Talk the Talk, has been up for a while, and there hasn't been anything placed on there. And I had a lot of plans that I was going to start with interviews immediately, and I was going to do other things, but it never came together, so I just figured I'm going to place this on here to make sure that I have at least something on the website. And one thing that was on my mind, which is kind of weird, I don't really think about this ever, is fish. And I'll get to, like, some really in-depth stuff with this because I've been thinking about it a lot. But yeah, fish. And I was thinking about how they have the unique freedom to travel, because if you think about it, fish can swim deeper and deeper and deeper into the ocean, and obviously they're going to get more and more uncomfortable the deeper they go because of the pressure and the kind of fish they are. But if you think about, like, whales, you know, whales can come up to the surface practically, and some of them do breach the surface, and they can also go to extreme depths because of the size that they are. And they travel the entire ocean, a lot of species, you know, they go in different migrating patterns, and they remember different whales, and they remember other different families, you know, and they have a way of communicating with each other. And then I just think about other fish, you know, and how they can communicate with each other, and how they also have a degree of freedom that a lot of these surface-dwelling animals, I would say, besides birds, and even some birds are limited to, like, continents, you know? I mean, the ocean is completely connected, and there's certain areas that obviously have, like, river valleys that create lakes and things like that, that then have their own species of fish that live in them, but the ocean, if you're an ocean-dwelling fish, you're pretty much free, you know? You can travel the entire world. And I don't know how long fish live. I would say the oldest fish are probably, like, 100 years old, maybe, you know? I couldn't think of something living probably, like, longer than 100 or 200 years old, even as an animal, you know? Something that's just, like, ancient. It's just, that would be really hard to wrap my head around that. But yeah, so, like, if you give fish, like, the time span of an average human being, like, 60 years, you know, give or take, I think a fish could travel the world, like, the entire world, north to south, east to west, just swimming around. And if I think about, like, a great creator, you know, I think he must have known, or she, or it, must have known that these species in the ocean, in the water, would have the ability to travel so much of the ocean that he had to make them dumb. You know? Like, they can communicate to a certain degree. They can travel to a certain degree. Their body shapes are a certain kind of, like, great, like, perfect for the water, but the moment you take a fish out of fucking water, that's why it's called a fish out of water, you know? So, that's one thing that makes me think that there's probably something that made everything, is that, you know, the geography of it. If fish were any kind of smart, they would own the whole planet. They would. It's just how that works, you know? They would be able to conquer from continent to continent, any land-dwelling species, because they had access to everything, every direction. You know, you can't reach it one way, you travel enough of the ocean, you're going to reach it the other direction, you know? So, them being relegated to just the water makes it pretty nice. And they have mountains under the ocean, you know what I mean? Like, because, like, the water in between, like, we have land, but then that land goes down, and that's the seafloor, and that just keeps going deeper in certain areas. And then there's, like, valleys down there, there's mountain ranges down there. Like, that shit's crazy. think about what a fish can see in its lifetime down there. Coral reefs and things like that. Like, man, the ocean's insane. It's just, it's so powerful and it's so vast. We say that we have 7 different oceans because it's so big. It's so large, human beings had to separate in our minds the different areas of the planet that had ocean. Because saying that there's one ocean is too much for us to comprehend. It's like, oh, yeah. There's ocean by Mexico, and then there's also ocean next to China. And those two areas are so far apart that if you just said it was ocean, we wouldn't be able to map out cognitively the distance. So we say it's this ocean next to that ocean, next to that ocean, which is this many miles apart, which is this many miles apart, which is this many miles apart. Or meters, if you're on the metric system, or kilometers. I don't really know how that works. But yeah, fish are really interesting species, and they travel. They travel so much, you know what I mean? And we use them so much. We eat so many fish in the world. Like, I just bought 2 more cans of tuna, you know, myself. Because it's just a lot of protein. It's a lot of resource, immediate resource. Because all they do is work out. It's all they do. They travel and work out. I think fish have it down, to be honest. I think fish have it, everything, like, figured out. And they might have been a species that went back into the water. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of those species might be like, you know what? We dipped out. We saw what it's like up here. We're going to go ahead and regress. We're going to go back into the water. We'll go ahead and we're going to just live and travel and work out in the water, eat coral and, like, vegetables and each other. Like, fish are crazy. Some of them are vegetarians, and other ones are, like, straight-up carnivores. And they're, like, not just carnivores. They're, like, what is that word? It's cannibals. They're, like, cannibals. I've seen a fish, like, I've seen a fish die, and then another fish immediately eats that fish. I'm pretty sure they're friends. Like, that's what they do. It's just, they're like, oh, food. They're just, they have so much access, so much travel, and they're so dumb. Like, it's great. Like, just thinking about it. I was thinking about a lot of different animal species recently, just because I was listening to other podcasts, and it's like, that got me thinking about, like, humans again. And it got me thinking about how I think about humans too much, and that can be an issue. Like, if you think about humans too much, then you don't let yourself think about, like, animals, or you don't play with animals, or, you know, you don't, like, watch, like, Animal Planet, or even something, go to a zoo. You separate from nature, you know? You forget the strength and, like, the majesty behind them. And, like, the real reason people say that there's majesty behind an animal. Like, it's magic. And it's, like, they're just living their natural being. And they don't have to have the inner ego that reminds them of what their past was like and the mistakes they made. They just go from second to second, either in a state of enjoyment and pleasure, or a state of hunger where they are seeking food and that makes them upset, or they're relaxing, you know what I mean? Like, they don't think about the future. And they will think about the future in regards to of food if they are hungry and that's been triggered, not in the regards of storing food for later. They will bring food back to their family to immediately eat, not back to their family to store for later consumption. You know, I'm thinking, like, mostly, like, mammals right now. Like, monkeys and lions and things like that. And bears. You know, they're very immediate animals. That's what makes an animal, is probably, like, immediate action. You know, not much forethought. Because, you know, some animals can, like, I see my cat, you know, she'll perch on her back legs and, like, get ready for a pounce, and then, like, look around to see if anybody's looking at her. And it's kind of great, because, like, some animals are self-conscious. Like, I'm pretty sure that they're self-conscious. Like, a dog, when you swat it because it's eaten part of your shoe, and you're like, no, they get self-conscious. They understand that they've done something wrong. They bow their head and they feel like, murp, murp. Like, it's not a high level of consciousness, but it's something there, you know? It's felt. But yeah, to get back to my point about, like, the ocean being so large and, like, fish having it made, man, with that travel and that workout and just thinking about food. Animals have it made, and I think some of us, me included, we just have to remember to separate ourselves from other human beings and things that have ego, and remember that we're all animals, you know, that we're all going in a similar direction, pleasure, food, rest. It's good to separate those and take a step back sometimes, you know, it's hard to take it all in all the time and think about all the others. You're just one of many, and it really, really doesn't matter. And it's not to be pessimistic or nihilistic or anything like that, but you really are. I really am. I'm just one person in a world of animals. Anyway, I really appreciate you listening to this, especially since it's just raw thoughts, and talk the talk. If you would like to suggest anything, or you would like to be on Talk the Talk so that we can have a discussion also, just about things that are on our mind, you know, I really invite the availability of free thought and free thinking. The imagination is something that adults do not utilize very often, and that's, I think, where I'm going to be going with this, is the ability for just a free speech to fill our minds with new ideas, new imaginations, you know? It's a thing that also is able to add a little bit of social nature into some lives that might be isolated. I really hope I'm able to reach somebody who isn't able to reach out to a friend today, and they know that this is a friend. This is Fernando, and this is Talk the Talk, and that was Artemis, and we say thank you for listening. You have a good night.